This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everyone, welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It is Thursday, the 11th day of June, 2020. World still in chaos. My name is Lee Elsie, and again on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne affords me the opportunity to sit in the big comfy seat and broadcast from one coast to another, from sea to shining sea, everywhere from Long Island out to St. Louis, Oklahoma City, Las Vegas, and out in places in California as well. USA Radio Network. Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go as always. So, yes, the world is in chaos. City blocks under siege. Entire towns burned to the ground. Cops fighting for their life every single day. Antifa, got to make sure you say it right, is running rampant throughout America. And what's the end game for the left? Well, clearly, the left, the Democrats, they want to break this thing down. They want to destroy America from within. What have they been doing since January? Well, we've all been under house arrest, haven't we? 300 million people fearing for their lives. COVID-19 running rampant. Of course, the day after the November election, it'll completely disappear. But fear has gripped the average American family, causing them to shudder in place. Millions of people lost their jobs. Millions. Still out of work. Some folks don't know whether or not they're going to get their jobs back. The furloughed folks, who knows? The people that actually have maybe gotten themselves into a situation where the business that they used to be proficient at may no longer ever even be able to open. Bartenders, maybe not going back. Waitresses and waiters, not going back. Store owners, no, why would you bother? Everything's gone. Everything's completely collapsed. So that has been going on since January. All the beaches, all the parks closed, so you can't go outside. Everybody's health begins to deteriorate. They're trying to force vaccines down everybody's throats, right? Essentially, if they do find a vaccine for COVID-19, you going to take it? You going to trust it? With all the talk that's out there right now? I'm not. What about the slow takeover of all the social media platforms by the left? It's been going on for a while, but right now we see it, and it's complete ferociousness, right? YouTube, Google, Facebook, maybe the worst, Twitter. They've all completely gone belly up for the left. They're in complete control. There is nothing that happens on the internet or social media that isn't driven by the left. And let's be honest. If you're a member of the liberal progressive party, if you're part of Antifa or Black Lives Matter, you've got a big fat smile on your face today. You're winning this little mini battle, this little mini war. You're winning it right now. You've got all of the tools in the tool belt on your side. Again, all the social media outlets, all of the network outlets that don't have Fox as a name on them are all in the bag for the left. So let me ask you a question, honest question, deep down in your heart. Look inside yourself. I'm asking you the question. Ask it to yourself. You're driving around. Maybe you're coming home from work. Maybe you're lucky enough to still have a job. And you're listening to me on the radio. I want you to answer this question for me. Do you think America is actually racist? Do you think that the majority of the people here look at somebody and judge them immediately by their skin color? When you're just living your regular life and you run across somebody who happens to look different than you, do you automatically just sort of judge them in a negative way because of their skin color? You do? I don't believe that. I may have said this last week. I honestly believe that racism is slowly being bred out of this country. And 100 years from now, they'll look at history books or history Kindles and say, I can't believe they were fighting about this still in 2020. I honestly believe that. Now, listen, I'm not a fool. Of course there are people who don't like black people. Of course there are. They're still around. But if you just look at the sheer number of people who are going out to these protests, that should just be a neon shining light that says to the rest of the country, this is not the same as it was 40 years ago. Right? It's not the same as it was 60 years ago in the 60s. It's different. It's different. There are more people who are positively woke, and I hate using that word, but in all honesty, it's good to eliminate racism. And I really think that we're doing it. It might be taking longer than we want. But again, 100 years from now, this will be an asterisk. This will be a footnote. I mean, think how far we've come in this country. It is incredible how far this nation has come when it comes to racism. There's no boundaries to how far we can go. So when I see these protests, when I see these looters, when I see sections of cities being commandeered by terrorists, it concerns me because I think the narrative is fake and broken and not altogether accurate. Right? I think it's just not altogether accurate. And of course, yes, by the way, black lives do matter. But let's not forget, over 90% of the black folks that are killed in this country are killed by other blacks. Very, very few are killed by police. So when college kids and these sexy upper-class white girls in their short shorts come out and demand justice, well, they demonstrate against middle America. But the truth is, more blacks probably die in a week at the hands of the Crips and the Bloods than will die at the hands of white folks during the entire year. And you won't see any of these kids go and demonstrate against gangbangers. They won't because they're afraid. They won't do that because it's not safe. And while we're talking about ending lives and what lives actually matter, how about we shut down abortion mills? Right, if black lives are so important, why don't we shut down abortion mills? See, that's where this whole argument sometimes can be looked on as going off the rails. The Democrat Party and all the judges that are holding hands together and all the ones that are pro-abortion up until the third trimester and beyond, after the baby is born in some cases, that's all fueled by Democrat leadership. If there's one group of people who hates black folks, it's the Democrat Party, and they always have. They always have. The original hardcore racists are all Democrats. Look at them. There's nothing symptomatically wrong or systematically wrong with the United States of America. There is very little racial injustice. There just isn't. Are there people out there, certainly, that do inappropriate things? Sure. There are. There are people out there who have, without question, have biases. There are black folks who don't like white folks. There are Chinese folks who don't like Indians. Middle Eastern folks who don't like Jews. Of course there are. But for every one hardcore racist, I can name you 100 folks who would go out of their way to be overtly generous to folks of a different race and a different religion. I just think that this is sort of falling apart around us, and it's completely 100% unwarranted. Like, we have lost control of this, and we didn't have to. And we didn't have to. A side note as it pertains to George Floyd. So as you know, I'm sure you know by now, George Floyd and Derek Chauvin, they worked together at the same nightclub, and apparently they didn't like each other very much. They bumped heads all the time. Now, listen, we know Chauvin was a racist. He was a racist. I mean, he had run-ins with folks inside the club, gave people of color a hard time. So there's no question in my mind that this guy was a bad guy. He's one of the ones that we're talking about. He's one of the ones that we're talking about. He's one of the ones that need to be eliminated from, certainly eliminated from the police force. There's really no reason somebody like him with 17 priors on his record of inappropriate behavior should have a badge and a gun. No way. So, yeah, everybody's right about that. This guy's got to had to go before this. Sadly, they waited too long. But there's something else that was going on here between the two of them, right? And we may find it out, we may not. But the truth is, I mean, there was something else happening. They didn't like each other from outside of this. And yes, because the guy has had run-ins in the past, it certainly looks as though it's racially motivated. And it probably is to a certain extent. But the fact that they knew each other, there's probably something else that we don't know, right? Money, a girl, whatever, that maybe we'll find out down the road. A couple other things. The United States Navy now has banned the Confederate flag from being displayed. Now, President Trump says he will not even consider changing names of the 10 U.S. Army bases that are named after Confederate officers. So if that was a concern of yours, you don't really have to worry about that. I do see, though, a lot of these Confederate statues across the country being taken down, probably sooner rather than later. And, you know, you may have been watching some of the news programs over the last 24 hours as well. Columbus statues have been taken down. And I really believe that the Confederate monuments and statues will come down very, very quickly as well. And we can talk about that as we move forward. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. Again, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get the honor to sit in the big chair and broadcast across the entire country. I feel lucky to do so. I appreciate you guys being along for the ride. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is your, I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. And so are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada. And now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
We're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. I'm Lee Elsie. You can always reach out to me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Couple things surrounding the Wuhan flu. Fauci says the government will fund and study three potential coronavirus vaccines. And as I stated in the opening break, I don't think I will be online to get any of those vaccines anytime soon. Starbucks has announced it's closing 400 stores over the next year and a half because it says that people have changed their habits and they'll get their coffee a different way. I'll tell you, there is a couple of Starbucks near where I live here in Connecticut, and there is always a line around the corner still to get in. Still. I mean, literally around the corner, cars lined up around the corner. It's crazy. Some people just have too much money. There are more than 1,000 people on a waiting list to get haircuts in New York City in this one particular salon. And again, the charge for the haircut, anywhere between $260 and $1,000 per haircut. Give me a break. UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has confirmed that there's some changes going on in his lockdown in his country. So on Saturday will mark the first time it's technically okay for two single people to have sex, engage in sex. I wonder how many times that fake law has been broken in the UK. The $600 a week unemployment stipend, the extra $600, let me be specific, will end around July 31st. Warm weather apparently does not necessarily slow down coronavirus as much as we had hoped. The first case of a pet dog in the U.S. catching coronavirus happened. A German Shepherd in New York has contracted COVID-19, but he is expected to make a full recovery. And there is a new study out from France that says a dog can actually sniff coronavirus through your armpit. 7-Elevens in Japan are going to start selling life insurance so people can avoid having to go to the actual office, the insurance office, to buy life insurance. So 7-Eleven selling another product in Japan, this one life insurance. That's strange. And a place called Sex Island out of Las Vegas is throwing a post-coronavirus sex orgy with prostitutes. Men pay $4,500 for, quote, unlimited alcohol, some weed, and sex with two girls per day. 50 tickets are currently available. I want to remind you guys about a very special product from a great company, American Hand Sanitizer. You take a look at the website, which is AmericanHandSanitizer.net, and everybody needs hand sanitizer nowadays, right? I mean, you can't get it basically in the store. It's sold out just about everywhere. And American Hand Sanitizer has all kinds of different unique types of products, even travel size packets to gallon jugs. The options are essentially endless. And it's a great American company. So if you're looking for that hand sanitizer that you want, that you love, go online, AmericanHandSanitizer.net. Check it out. All the different products are right there. Maybe you've got a company. Maybe that company needs a bunch of hand sanitizer. Buy it by the gallon. Or maybe you're going on, I don't know, maybe you're going someplace together as a company and you need these individual packets. They can do that as well. Go online, AmericanHandSanitizer.net. And when you go online, you can insert the code LEE10. That's LEE10. That's LEE10, a discount, 10% discount on whatever it is that you buy. It's that simple. And, by the way, if you want to buy in massive bulk, give the office a call, 860-591-1076. That's 860-591-1076. American Hand Sanitizer, LLC. Make sure you pump in the discount code LEE10. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump in Dallas, Texas, talking police reform and the economy.
We're working on a lot of different elements having to do with law, order, safety, comfort, control. But we want safety. We want compassion. We want everything. What happened 2 weeks ago was a disgrace when you see that. What happened on numerous occasions over the last 2 weeks, people were killed.
Regarding another coronavirus relief package, senior advisor to President Trump, Kevin Hazlett, tells MSNBC what the administration is looking for to determine if one is necessary.
We've built a bridge to July, really, with the existing legislation. And what we need to do now is watch the evolution of the disease, how it responds to opening up.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolfe. Perfect book at the perfect time. You're trapped at home for another couple weeks at least, maybe another 3 weeks, maybe another four. You want to read a book that makes you feel positive, a book that gives you an edge, a rush, a boost. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative capitalist professor, emeritus, psychology department at UCLA, spent 30 years studying the human mind, and she believes, and she'll tell you in her book, Conscious Matrix, that we as Americans are wired to win, and the liberals and socialists and globalists will never stop us. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things pre-wired in our minds and souls, we're going to win. We're literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com. Are available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com.
All right, joining us now, one of our favorite guests. He's down there in New Jersey. He is, he's the professor of finance in the Ansfield School of Business at Ramapo College, and again, a perennial candidate for public office, including senator and governor. Our friend Murray Sabrin is joining us. Doctor, how are you, sir?
Very good, Lee. Thanks for inviting me in these very, very difficult times.
I just want to remind everybody, too, if you want to go pick up the doc's book, it's Why the Federal Reserve Sucks. You can grab that also. He's in the middle of writing a new one about solving and saving health care, which I can't wait to get a chance to read. But let's talk about where we are now society-wise. And let's start with the economics of it, and then we can change after that. You can take us wherever you want to take us, Doc. But economically, I mean, how hard is it going to be for us to come back after all these jobs have been lost and people have been out of work so long?
Well, let's say what we're experiencing, which is namely the governor's depression. Trump didn't close down the U.S. economy. It's the governors across the country that said, hey, we've got this virus. In order to be safe, we've got to close down the economy, which has never happened before in the history of this country. And so the problem around the country, whether it's Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, California, is the governor's made a unilateral decision by using their executive powers, which a lot of people consider just unconstitutional. It's not immoral to say, hey, you can't go to work. You can't open these doors. Unfortunately, there's a lot of small businesses have been locked down while the big box stores have been opened up. And so what you have is another form of government discrimination. I mean, the truth of the matter is government is the biggest discriminator in our society by picking winners and losers, and certainly picked a lot of losers with small businesses not being able to operate.
Can we get out of this? Okay. Is this something that we can get into?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think we're seeing a lot glimpses of this all across the country because people are demanding that their small business be open. It looks like the virus is on a very strong downward trajectory, and that would mean that it's basically an all-clear signal to get back to work, get back to normal. Unfortunately, what's happened, Lee, and that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, is that the Federal Reserve has created trillions and trillions of dollars, and that's now hitting the market. The stock market has been skyrocketing, which is a reflection of all the, quote, cheap money that the Federal Reserve has been throwing into the economy, so-called liquidity. Prices are starting to rise on airlines, on food, on other things. So once the economy gets back into full bloom, so to speak, in a few months, I think we're going to see a lot more inflation in our economy. And that's why in my courses this past semester, we've been talking about this, is what's going to happen when the economy reopens. And given that the Federal Reserve literally has opened the monetary spigot in the greatest level of money creation in our history, this is similar to what's happening in Venezuela, where they've just printed so much money that the currency has collapsed. But we just have to wait and see what's going to happen with the price level, because if the inflation gets really out of hand, gets to 10, 15% or more, which is possible. Now, I mean, no one knows for sure what's going to happen, but this is going to create conditions where the Federal Reserve will have to really clamp down on inflation like they did in the early 80s when we had a big recession, depression back then. So, again, here's another example of the Fed trying to manage the economy, our form of central planning, and it just doesn't work. It gives us these endless cycles of boom and bust, and if you're not prepared for what's on the downside of the economy, your businesses are going to be adversely affected. So, again, it's just a matter of knowing where we are in the economy and trying to prepare your own personal situation to get through this unscathed.
So you're saying the potential of 15% inflation is a possibility. Where are we right now?
We're about 2%.
2%.
But the point is, the last six months, the money supply has grown at the greatest rate in American history, 40% at an annual rate. That has never happened before. Much greater than the money supply growth in the 1970s when we had double-digit inflation of 12 and 14%. So all the ingredients are in place for inflation to accelerate, and most economists on Wall Street, I would say virtually all of them, are not expecting this. They're not hearing this discussed on business channels in the country. And so I think a lot of people are going to get caught short because inflation can come back very, very quickly. All you have to do is look at the data from the Federal Reserve, and you can see inflation can accelerate at a very rapid pace once people realize, hey, we've got all this excess money, well, let's go spend it. And businesses are trying to recoup some of their losses, and since they feel people will have the ability to pay higher prices, they'll raise their prices. And that's the dynamics of inflation, which is not a mechanical process. It's just people have to engage in activities which will cause prices to go up. And it's slowly in the hands of the business people and consumers, but the Federal Reserve has sort of lit the fire, so to speak.
What can people do? And we're talking again with Dr. Murray Sabrin down there in New Jersey. He's a professor of finance in the Anfield School of Business, and we always appreciate him coming on. It's always a treat to get a chance to kind of pick his brain on some of this stuff, in particular some of the financial stuff. So somebody out there right now who is just living their life, maybe they still have a job, maybe they don't, and they're living on the government handout, if you're telling them that the potential for 15% inflation is coming, how do they protect themselves? Can they? They can't, right? Something you can do, can you?
Well, there are several things you can do. There are things you can buy now in anticipation of high prices. That's exactly what happened in the 1970s. People started going and buying things that had a long shelf life. So if something you buy today that'll be 10% higher next year, that means you've made a 10% return on your money because you don't have to pay 10% higher next year. Anything that you buy that has a long shelf life. Also, again, I've been telling students one of the ways people historically have protected themselves from higher inflation is by buying some gold and silver coins and putting them away. Again, I'm not saying to empty your savings account and buy everything, but buy some that protects some of your liquid assets from the ravages of inflation, which I think is coming given what the Federal Reserve has done. So, again, that's what you can do. But the other thing is really be a very good shopper. I mean, buy things that are on sale. See what all the things that you need for the next year or two, and try to buy them as soon as possible so you can avoid the higher prices. And it's very difficult. And the other thing is try to get a side job if you've got a 9-to-5 job. Try to get a little side business going on the internet these days. That's one way of generating more income.
All right, so somebody who's thinking about buying a vehicle or even a home, now do it now as opposed to waiting 6 months, 10 months. It might be substantially higher.
Well, not only that, the car manufacturers are offering 0% financing. It doesn't get any better than that. If inflation is going to accelerate in the future, interest rates are going to go up. So now you can grab a car at a 0% financing. Plus, you could probably get a good deal if you bargain successfully with the local car dealer because they're looking to move their inventory as well. Same thing with buying a house. You're going to buy a house because you think you're going to stay there at least 10 years, I would say. Now's the time to do it because mortgage rates are so low.
Historically, then, if the stock market goes down, gold and silver goes up. The same happened for interest rates. If the interest rates go up, gold and silver also goes up?
Well, this is going to be very tricky because it really depends on how people perceive the future. Right now, the stock market has been going up the last few months and since the March bottom. And gold has been going up. In fact, gold has outperformed the stock market for the past year. I think the stock market is basically flat because of the deep decline we had in February, March. I think the price of gold is up 33% from a year ago. So, again, who knew a year ago that gold would be up 33% a year? But it just shows you a prudent part of your portfolio should be invested in precious metals because they do give you protection against higher prices. And it's an asset class that's owned all over the world. And I think people are getting into gold all over the world because from what I've been reading, there seems to be some spot physical shortages of gold because people just want an asset that cannot be printed, that cannot be debased by governments around the world. The European Central Bank is printing money like there's no tomorrow. So people in the know realize that higher inflation is coming. That's the bottom line.
Dr. Murray Sabrin is with us. We'll switch gears a little bit. The violent rallies we don't like, but the peaceful protests may be changing the landscape. How do you foresee this sort of playing out?
There's something that's going to happen. It's already happening in a very small way, but it's been happening in a very big way. I think we're headed for racial quotas in this country. I think the concept of racial justice, again, no one's had defined it. We've had the most comprehensive anti-discrimination laws on the books since the 1960s, and people are still complaining about racism. And we don't have any official racism or even private racism because it's been outlawed. So the question is, what's going on here? And I think from the research I've done, the Black Lives Movement is founded on this notion of collectivism, that we've got to have sort of a Bernie Sanders type of economy in order to solve, quote, racial justice. And so what I see happening is that with this movement to disband the police, if it happens in Minneapolis, which is going to be fascinating to see if it happens, how will people protect themselves if people come into the neighborhood and say, hey, you don't have enough people of color on your working for you, so therefore you better take heed that you better have some people of color working for you, otherwise some bad things could happen to you. In addition, what's going to happen in corporate America, I think 4 out of the 500 CEOs of the Fortune 500 are black. There are 13% of blacks in the population. There could be a movement to say, hey, CEOs of corporations or corporations, you better have 13% at least of your CEOs black, and also the board of directors have to have more people of color.
All right, Murray, listen, I got to run. Thank you, as always, very, very much, Dr. Murray Sabrin, down there in New Jersey. We always appreciate his expertise. We got to run, though. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, C-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey, and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Very special guest joining me right now. We love having the folks on from the Heritage Foundation. Amy Swear is joining us, and again, we've had her on a couple of times in the past. We appreciate her and her expertise. Again, there's an op-ed she's written for the Daily Signal, a more fitting criminal charge in George Floyd's death. So without me trying to explain it, why don't you explain it? What does that mean?
Well, what it means is actually at this point explaining that some of the updates that have happened in sort of the criminal charges around George Floyd's death are actually a good thing. So at the time this was written, the charges against the officer involved were a third-degree murder charge and a second-degree manslaughter charge. And at the time, it was important for people to understand that there were a lot of concerns about those charges because they didn't seem to actually fit. It didn't seem to be something that if he went through a court, and even if he was convicted, would stand up in court because it doesn't really apply to what the officer did. So what has since happened, and that I think is a good thing, is that the charges in this case against the main officer involved have been upgraded and sort of changed to a second-degree murder charge. And I think, sort of, as a matter of fact and law, this is a good thing. There are some people concerned that they were overcharging, but I don't think that's the case here. I think this is actually a good thing. It makes it more likely that there will be a conviction in this case and there will be justice served.
See, I thought the very same thing. I actually thought that a second degree would have been too much, because the last thing you want in this case, I mean, the absolute last thing, is for this guy to walk off. Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the worst case scenario. And everybody talking about murder one, I mean, could you give a little background? I mean, your expertise is certainly more than mine. I mean, murder one means intent in beforehand.
Right.
Like, you had to plan this out. There's no evidence of that.
Right. So a murder one charge would involve premeditated intent. Essentially, this idea of the officer showed up to that situation with this plan to kill George Floyd. And there's really just no evidence of that. And I think, you know, for all of the calls for first-degree murder, I think what it really is people want to make sure there's justice done. But as a matter of law, you know, if you pursue premeditated intent, you're doing what's called overcharging. You're going for a charge that they're going to walk on. And I think the same was true of murder three. So to kind of get into the weeds here a little bit, murder three in Minnesota was for things like drunk driving that results in the death of a motorist. So it has to be a general disregard for the lives of others. But what the Supreme Court of Minnesota has said is if there's a specific disregard for a specific life, then that's not murder three. And so that would have been problematic here because when we look at the video, you know, Officer Chauvin, he doesn't have a general disregard for the lives of others. He has a specific disregard for George Floyd's life. And so the problem would have been if they had pursued that, it wouldn't have held up in court. Essentially, it would have been thrown out because it's not a very good fitting charge. And so we're left with murder two, which I think is much better.
One more time, just so folks can hear that again. What is the specific of murder two that makes this more convictable?
Sure. So I think a lot of people were getting confused thinking that murder two needed to involve intent, which, you know, as we just said, that's a non-starter. But there is, in Minnesota, it's known as unintentional murder two. So essentially, the legal theory goes something like this. Officer Chauvin used unreasonable, excessive force against George Floyd, and in doing so, he's no longer authorized by the law. He's actually just committing a crime. And unintentional murder two is, regardless of whether or not you intended to kill someone, if you're committing a felony against them and they die, that's unintentional murder too. So essentially saying, look, he didn't mean to kill him. He was committing assault against him. And in doing so, George Floyd died. That's unintentional murder too. And it's a much more fitting charge in this situation.
Fascinating. All right. Amy Swear is joining us from the Heritage Foundation, and she's a legal fellow, Mies Center for Legal and Justice Studies. Before I get to the second question, just in case folks want to know more about you, where would they go aside from the Heritage Foundation? Do you have a website or a Twitter feed or something like that?
So you can always follow me on Twitter at Amy Swear, so just at first name, last name.
Okay. That simple. All right. Let me ask you about the other guys, the other three. I heard somewhere where two of the other three cops who were standing by were like within 4 or 5 days of active duty. Is there truth to that? Is that true?
Yeah. So that's my understanding as well. But I think combined, they have like 5 days on the force between them.
That screams that they're going to get off then, doesn't it?
So what it would suggest is that it's going to be a much harder argument for that. So essentially, Officer Chauvin was their training officer. So what I would anticipate the argument being from them is, look, I think one of them actually said something to the effect of, shouldn't we roll him over, you know, tried to suggest that maybe they should not be acting in this way. So I think the argument is going to be, look, they've been there for 4 days, 5 days. This was their training officer. They tried to broach the subject and got shot down. You know, they didn't. After a certain point, like, what would you expect them to do? I would anticipate that being the argument that gets brought up in this situation. And it's going to be a very fact-specific argument for a jury in this situation. So it's sort of hard to speculate how that turns out because it is going to be very, very fact-specific. I would imagine.
Right. Well, Amy, listen, I got to run. I appreciate your time. Amy Swear from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Check it out today, and you'll see all kinds of great things that she's written and things that she's been a part of. I really appreciate you coming on today. Listen, we're out of time. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he's up next. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.